Hello, Pastor Deborah here, and welcome again to another wonderful spiritual teaching video for you. I want you to stay in school spiritually. Keep watching and learning. Remember, there are many teachers out there, many videos, books, movies. Don't you ever neglect studying. In one way, you can learn from a children's book, a cartoon, a fairy tale, from nature itself, if you're willing to look and your heart wants to grow and learn. Studying is important. So here on this new spiritual teaching video, in the King and Kingdom series, Leadership Development, we have been talking about us. And what we lost, our kingship, our rulership, not only over the earth, but over our own thoughts, our physical body, and within the kingdom of heaven, here on earth. So we're going to begin part number 4, and it's entitled, The Return of the King. And we're going to pick up where we left off. We were teaching on some things that God had given me about kings and kingdom. And we want to know what the return of the king looks like and how you can speak it, understand it for yourself, and how you can help others to understand you, a new you, a revived you. One who is now more than you ever thought you could be. A spiritual king, a ruler, a leader. Not only over your own self, but over nations, the weather, nature, over all the things that are your adversary. And there's many. So let's pick up here in part number 4. The return of the King. But first, let's open up with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are a great teacher and you have given us the Holy Spirit, nature, fairy tales, movies, videos, teachers, even our own experiences. You are a wonderful teacher that provide for us in every way possible. So we can never say we didn't know. We can learn by looking at flowers, the animal kingdom, nature, reading a book, a true story, a fairy tale, looking at cartoons, playing games, taking a walk, listening to music, watching videos, reading, studying. You are a teacher, and you will use everything you can to help us. And we thank you for teaching here through this YouTube video about the return of the King spiritually, who we really are, how we were blessed in Genesis 1:26 through 28, that we would have all dominion and authority on earth and over it, so that we could be kings spiritually. And you could rule us and rule nature from the unseen by your laws, your righteousness, your glory, your judgments, your kindness, your agape love, your mercy, your salvation. And that through your ways, through us spiritually, and through our souls and physical bodies, we would represent the kingdom of heaven, the rulership of the kingdom of God, here on this planet, against our spiritual adversaries. So thank you for returning us into our rightful place, kings, leaders, here on earth. And we thank you so much for never leaving us alone and always helping us. In the name of your salvation, Christ Jesus, amen. Now we're going to pick up in part number 4. Of the King and Kingdom series. So let's pay attention. God, the King of Heaven, loved his kingdom, loved his government, loved its rulership, its laws, its justice, that he had placed within the spiritual man's heart and mind, the invisible kingdom, its authority, domain, its culture, its laws, its judgment, its justice, its thoughts, its attitudes of love, joy, and peace. And he had to resend that to us in his son, his offspring, his spiritual being, the Christ. That means the anointed one, inside of a dirt body called Jesus. He needed us to see who we were through an example. So, one came. He came as the governor of the kingdom of heaven, our teacher. He talked to us about the kingdom. He said it was in us. And he showed and demonstrated what it looked like and what we were to believe in and to become. He came to return to us our kingship, our rulership, from Genesis 1:26 through 28. He came to show us what we were to look like, act like, speak like, and how we were to demonstrate the kingdom of God with its authority and power and dominion on earth over situations, over nature, over sickness and diseases, and how to cast out devils spiritually who were the adversaries of this kingdom. He came, this Christ, this anointed one, to go to a cross, to sacrifice and pay for humanity's sins from the Garden of Eden and throughout all the ages that came after. And he was to return unto us, humanity, our kingship and our rulership, and make a way for us spiritually to receive back our governor, the Holy Spirit. He made a way through his death on a cross and through us believing that he was the Son, the offspring of Christ, of the offspring of God himself, so he could return to us the very image and likeness of God himself, a royal majesty of the kingdom of heaven, within ourselves first. First, Father, we had to learn about us and you. So we thank you for sending him to be our teacher. In the name of Christ Jesus, amen. Okay, so let's get on here. What we learn? We used to be. We were anointed in Genesis 1:26. Through 28. Let me read it to you. And God said, God is a talking God. Don't you ever believe that God does not talk. Let us, that means himself, his father's side and his mother's side, make man in our image, after our likeness. He was going to have intimacy within himself. As a male and a female, a sperm and an egg were going to come together inside of God himself before creation ever began. Let us make man in our image. That's the father's side. And after our likeness, that's our mother's side, agape love. And let them, humanity, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. The reason we were to have kingship on the earth was a new territory. God was already king in the spirit realm in heaven. So he created some new lands, new territory, that we were to come to as colonists, sort of speaking, with our governor, the Holy Spirit. And we were to turn this earth into spiritually and naturally what the kingdom of heaven looked like. And we began in the Garden of Eden. Verse 27. So God created humanity in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Both male and female created he them. Remember, this is all done right now. Inside the heart, the womb of God. We're not on planet Earth. We've not been breathed into the clay yet. But all of this is taking place, sort of in the womb of God. God and himself were being intimate. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, humanity, be fruitful. That means bring forth more of you. Bring forth all my fruit of the kingdom. And supply and multiply, that means grow, develop, increase, and replenish the earth. It means have more babies. Don't you ever think God is for abortion or killing in any way. He is not. And subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the face of the earth. Right there we were given our rulership, our kingship on earth, in the womb of God. So by redeeming, by saving humanity from eternal death, that was eternal separation spiritually, where we were in spiritual darkness and ignorance about ourselves, as the devils were to be, and his own words were declared that they would surely die. He had to come back and redeem, re-own again, buy back, so to speak, from the slave market, humanity. Birth again with a new DNA. Birth with his own genetic code of genes. When you go through the cross, the old you, God sees you dead in his son, and he births you anew out of the tomb, so to speak. It's all allegory. You have to look and think beyond what you see in the natural to understand spiritual things. Our spiritual hearts and minds of us, humanity, had to be changed. We had to be reborn and then retaught about the governorship, rulership that we were to have on earth, so we could be kings. For he was the king in heaven. He was to be our example here in this new territory, this world of the seen and of the unseen. We were to be just like him as he is in heaven, but in our own land, our own territory, which was still a part of heaven's kingdom. It was just new, undiscovered territory and lands. But we were to conquer it, have dominion spiritually. He would rule through the unseen world, through his Holy Spirit inside of us. And we see that throughout history with many people. When they pray, when they speak, when they cast out devils, when they lay hands on the sick, when they pray and water comes out of the ground. We were to be conquerors over evil that was already here on the planet. Satan had been cast down to the earth thousands and thousands of years before we came. He had already set up shop. He had taken over the earth outside of the garden. And we were going to be sent to be conquerors, to take back what always belonged to our Father, our Source, our Creator, our Father and Mother, God, the Most High. We had to have a rebirth through His very own DNA and genetic code. We had to become new spiritual children so that the old earthly DNA, genetic code, could be wiped out and canceled. So He, through believing in His Son, Christ Jesus, in His image and likeness, His reflection on earth, through His very own faith in your heart, your mind, God the Most High birthed us, humanity, again, within His own heart and mind, and within us. This was not the will of man, or the will of flesh, or of any seeds, sperm, eggs of humanity, but of Himself, His very own spiritual seeds of agape love and faith could bring this forth, this new birth of us, humanity, to be born anew from out of the depths of spiritual separation, out of death and ignorance. We could come new, birthed by the Heavenly Father for a second time. And now you have brand new, incorruptible seed, DNA, with a new genetic code, spiritually, with no variations, but with the exact image and likeness of God Himself. You become a new, born-again spiritual creation through teaching, tutoring. You can mature and grow and become and sound like and act like and talk like the one who came many years ago, Christ Jesus Himself. When you look at His life and you study it, that's our example. He's showing us who we really were and who we're really supposed to be here on earth and what we're to be doing. We need to become a new spiritual image and likeness of our Father. We needed to be born again spiritually through teaching, tutoring, so we can mature. We need to understand the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, and all that it means to be a ruler on earth for the kingdom. So this beginning, the return of the King, is real important. And I want to give you some words that will help you to understand and that you can use to grow by yourself. It's called your purpose. People always ask you questions like, do you work? Maybe what church do you go to? Or what faith you belong to? Where do you go? And what do you do? These were some questions I had been asked early in my early years of developing to become a king myself. Well, let's look at some of the answers I wrote down that I would say to people. Number one, yes, I do work. I work 24/7, for I am a spiritual ambassador, a spiritual government official of a spiritual country. I have been sent by my King and Father. I am an apostle, a sent one. I had to teach that to a young royal some time ago, because he didn't understand what the word apostle meant. He too is an apostle when he goes out for his Father. So that helped him to understand that word. My spiritual country is called the kingdom. That means the country of heaven. Its rulership is called the kingdom of God. And I have been sent here on earth, appointed as an official minister of reconciliation. That's an evangelist. This reconciliation is between God the Father and His lost spiritual children, humanity. The Father is seeking them to reconcile them to Himself through the bridge, the road, the path, through His sacrificial lamb called Christ Jesus, who was His only true begotten spiritual Son. And then, when we believed in Him, we would be born anew. Number two, I would say I worked in the realm, the world of the spirit, the supernatural. This world, this realm is eternal. That means lasting forever. This realm is everywhere. This realm was created by God, the Most High. Number three, me, was born into this realm. I landed on earth, but my eyes, my understanding, my ears were blind, dumb, deaf, and foolish. I had no spiritual relationship with my Creator, my Father. I was a defiled spiritual vessel for the Spirit of God. Then, when I believed in a Son of the Most High, the Living Word, when I believed in Him and on Him, I was born again spiritually. I went through the cross experience myself. I got on it, went through the death, went right there. If you study that whole experience, you have to have it yourself. And you have to come out of the tomb, born again, brand new. So then when I believed in a Son of the Most High, the Living Word, I was born again, spiritually. And I received the Holy Spirit into my newly created vessel, my spirit and its heart. And I was considered resurrected. I was made new. I was circumcised out of the body of flesh. And it was cut off so that my spiritual heart and mind, me, could be free from the covering, the body that caused me to be blind, deaf, dumb, to all things of God, the Father, and His kingdom. Now I am no longer a spiritual being from the flesh, the earth, the will of man. I'm no longer below. I am now only my Father's spiritual child. But I carry His spiritual government, the kingdom of heaven, within me. I am the government ambassador, representative of His kingdom, of His message of reconciliation, of all the spiritual humanity on the planet for all of time. Back to Himself is His message. He has shown me the road, the way, the bridge of His only begotten Son, the living anointed Word, the Christ. And He showed me how to help people cross the bridge, to walk it with them, even at the time of death. Number 5. I work for this eternal spiritual kingdom, for its business's purposes, His way. I work under His spiritual authority and dominion of His power of the kingdom of God, here, through this dirt body, in the realm of the Spirit, on the planet called Earth. Number 6. I am not from here, this earthly flesh world. I have become and now am a spiritual alien. I'm just a traveler, a pilgrim, from another place, another time. Number 7. I am not here on my own business or my own purposes. I do not speak, prophesy, teach, or proclaim my own words, or my own ideas, or my ancestors, or my culture, or my church, or religion. All the plans that I have for humanity, I speak, are my Father's plans. Isaiah 60, 61, and 62. I speak this out. These are His words, His prophecy for humanity. I serve His Majesty the King, the Lord, the God of the entire spiritual universe. I speak His words and His words only. Number 8. I also only do perform His work, His desires of His heart, His spiritual purposes. I must be anointed, approved, have a decree, an edict to do what I'm doing. If I do it without His purposes as my purposes, if I do it without Him, then I am illegal, and I will be arrested, and I will be stopped. The King will not allow anybody, anything, to do His work without His permission. Number 9. I do not belong to any church. I am not a Christian. That was the name pagans, heathens, labeled me. But my Father, the King, does not call me this. He calls me His child, His son, that means offspring, a disciple, a student, a follower, a servant. He calls me His brother, one with His word, Himself. Number 10. I am the church. I am a called out one, one who was called out from the way of death, hell and the grave, and the world and the flesh and darkness, spiritual ignorance of sin, rebellion, and idolatry. And I'm going to stop right here with number 9, because there's so much more to talk to you about. And we'll pick up in part number 5 as we continue to go through this list of things you need to say to yourself and learn how to speak to others. So I hope you are beginning to understand yourself, your kingship, your rulership, how you were predestined, what you're to look like, speak like, and what you're to do, who you're to be under, who you serve, who must anoint you. We have an example, so you can be about the Father's business. Pick up again to finish out some of this teaching about being a king and serving a king, about our kingship. and about our purposes. So we're going to be looking again at Genesis 1, 26 through 28, and I'll read to you Isaiah 61 and 62. You need to know your purposes, who you're working for, that you are not really who you are. And you have to learn how to speak to yourself new words, a new identity, and grow and develop. And that's what spiritual teaching is for. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you loved us so much, your spiritual children, your offspring, that you came down here with us, provided a way for us, a bridge to cross over, to come back to you, back to the family, back to the kingdom. Give us a rebirth, and that you have provided us with teachers throughout many ways, books and stories, true life, cartoons, fairy tales, nature. You provided your word to show us. You give us examples of people and humanity. You show us what we're to become. You teach us how to talk and think within ourselves, so that your spiritual kingdom of God will rule us, reign us spiritually within our spirit, and our spirit will rule over our souls, desires, and flesh, and physical body. But yet our soul and our physical body will become the rightful helpmate to you and to our spirit out into the world of the nature. And that our words will become swords like Excalibur, defending and protecting, but killing, if necessary, that which is evil, that which is not of the kingdom of God. Thank you, Father, for helping us through spiritual teaching, all the teachers that you have given us in many days, through Ancient of Days, through history, through civilizations, through personal experience. We thank you that you are faithful to us as a teacher, a father, and a mother to help us grow, and that you've given us the governor, the Holy Spirit, to help us spiritually. Thank you for your words through many years and many religions and many different people seeking you throughout many ancient civilizations. We thank you for giving us this new land called Earth, that we may rule it through the kingdom of God, so it may become a territory of the kingdom of heaven. Thank you. And we appreciate all that you do for us. In the name of Christ Jesus, the only Son that you begot. In his name, amen. All right, we'll see you next time on the next part of The Return of the King, where we learn how to speak better and think more about ourselves. And we'll pick up in the next part. All right, this is Pastor Deborah. Remember, you can subscribe here on the Hidden Kingdoms channel. There's also the Children of All Ages channel, and one more channel. And then there's YouTube Shorts at Pastor Deborah Schleich. There's a website at www.agapeloveishere.org. You can reach me on LinkedIn, Twitter, or at Pastor Deborah at agapeloveishere.org. I do like to chat and talk, not so much on the phone, but I am a talker, as you can tell. And please remember, you can also see me on Twitter at Pastor Deborah Schleich. I also have a podcast show called Agape Love, A Voice of Light in the Darkness. That's on YouTube Podcast and YouTube Music. I'm out there, not on all of the platforms, just a few. And they'll be here long after I'm gone. At least YouTube will be. So you be encouraged. There's lots to learn. You have many teachers out there. I am just one. And I hope to see you back again on the next video. All right. Love to you always, Pastor Deborah.